Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I'm sure somebody saw this on the national news. I've seen reports all over the place about wherever Obama goes or McCain goes, they confronted about the New World Order. And we've seen many videos of that. Mark in Indiana says he went to the state fairgrounds at a midnight rally. Ah, torchlit rally. Perfect for mind control with Lord Obama, who we were just covering. You can be pro-McCain or pro-Obama at these university events, but if you start speaking out against the bailout, the police grab you, take you out, and then charge you with trespassing or cite you. Just amazing. And then the Obamanoids and others chant and love it. Same thing with the McCain people. They support it when you're drug away, and they celebrate the attack on the First Amendment. We've had them pull out knives and cut our equipment, slash things. It's all on video. And the police, right in front of cops, they can pull knives out. It's no problem. You know, attacking people with knives is no big deal. But we're going to go to your calls coming up in the next segment. Mark is in Indiana, and he said that he had a chance to confront Obama, started calling for his New World Order, and Mark said no New World Order. So break it down for us. Mark in Indiana, what happened?
All right, well, first of all, it wasn't a midnight rally. I heard about it at midnight the night before. It was a 10 o'clock in the morning rally.
So okay, I misunderstood you when you were telling me real quick off air. Okay, so you heard about it at midnight. It was 10 o'clock in the morning. Go ahead.
Okay, so I show up there, you know, and I'm telling people about it. It's a long line. I'm telling everyone about, you know, the 93 World Trade Center bombing, telling, you know, screaming about it. Like, how can you know that the CIA didn't hire the terrorists again on 9/11? You know, let people know. And this little black lady said, come talk to me. You know, she wanted to hear all about it. So I cut in front of the line. So I got in earlier than everyone else. So it was a free event, too. And so when Obama started speaking, you know, right at the beginning of his speech, right out of the gates, he said, we have a global economic problem, so we need a global structure. And as soon as he said that, he started tripping over his words, and I immediately said, no New World Order! You will not have a New World Order! You know, just, 9/11 was an inside job! Just really giving it to him, you know, just really going off. And I was dragged off by these three police that were right there, and then to a welcoming committee of, you know, a dozen or more state troopers. And they twisted my arm the whole nine yards and threw me out. But no charges were filed, which is good news. And the second part of the story is...
Yeah, you're lucky you weren't murdered where they all stand around laughing, like six of them tasering and tasering until you died.
Oh, there were 20,000 people at this event, Alex. There were so many people here. It was ridiculous.
But yeah, we have open torture, open cruel and unusual punishment without trial, electroshock with cattle prods is what it is. You know, we hear about the Nazis and cattle prods. Now they do it to us, and it's loving. So were these guys proud of attacking the First Amendment?
Oh yeah. No, I they were twisting my arm. I thought they were going to break it. So I was saying, I'll go peacefully, you know, when they were twisting my arm. Oh, that's the thing. When they were pulling me out, some guy was yelling, tase him, you know, like totally.
The neurons in the brain with the neural pathways, the average person has seen several million simulated or real murders on TV. It becomes a thing of entertainment and enjoyment. And so that's why they only get upset about Marines killing dogs, not Marines gunning down Iraqi children for fun. So people laugh at the dead children. They get upset by a puppy. And so, see, the public has seen the attack over and over again, so they want it. It's gladiatorial. The gladiatorial events are meant to condition the public to want to be hurt. So the slaves were calling for you to be tortured, not just grabbed.
Certainly. Oh, yeah, absolutely. But here's the thing. So they kicked me out. It was this whole big thing. But that was a minor victory for the day. I went home to see if somehow one of your people saw that and caught that and put it online yet. You know, immediately I wanted to research it. And then I saw that Gibson from Good Morning America was doing a live broadcast 6:30 in downtown Indianapolis. So what did I do? Immediately I went down there to the St. Clair Bridge.
I want to hear more. Exactly. You didn't stop. The key to these operations with even one man is in an hour you can go hit three or four points where they want to make it look like the public's included with that mass psychology that triggers a tribal mechanism to see fellow slaves. By the way, McCain just talked about how we're all slaves on the TV the other day. He slipped up. Here we go. Stay with us.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijacker's ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49, for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, I want to go to Scott, Michael, John, Rebecca, Mike, and others. Open phones at 800-259-9231. Finishing up with Mark in Indiana. So he went down to an Obama rally that was in the fairgrounds, 10 a.m. in the morning. Obama, as he's been giving speeches, as every major financial paper has called for, a new world order run by the private banks. You will pay carbon taxes to them. We told you years ago this would be done after they imploded things. Exactly what we said is happening. And I keep repeating that because listen to us. These criminals are public. Yes, they own Obama. Yes, they own McCain. Obama isn't going to save you. He's going to get more gas mileage for the new world order. He's a good front for them. And so next, you learn that they've got a national TV show going on in the morning still. So you run down there, Mark. Continue. Do we have Mark, John, in Indiana?
Yeah, this is Mark in Indiana.
Okay, go ahead and finish your story.
Okay, yeah, so I get there, and the cops turn me away. So I drive around to the other side of the bridge where I find about 40 civilians standing, 40 people standing.
Civilians,
there,
right? Again, the police and military call us civilians, mayor call us civilians because we're under martial law officially. Congress has been told that. They've introduced that into our nomenclature. Why were you the slave scum who's only there to pay money to the government to give to private banks? Why were you a slave worm trying to use a bridge you paid for?
Right, exactly.
I mean, tell me, as a fellow slave worm, Why?
I'm no worm, Alex. I don't know. I am not that. I am a human being with rights and determination put here by God.
Nope, slave worm. You're lucky government's there. You ought to worship it. You ought to thank it. So tell me, why did they turn you away as a slave worm civilian?
Well, I don't know why, but I found another way. I went around to the other side, and I found all these people standing there waiting for the broadcast, the live broadcast that Charlie Gibson was about to give, you know, to the nightly news. And I let him talk for a long time, you know. I let Charlie Gibson just let him do his thing, you know, waited for it. And I snuck my way to the front. I got right behind the TV cameras, lit a cigarette. I saw the smoke hit his face. I was so close, Charlie Gibson could smell my cigarette, right? And so I'm just waiting for it. And there's a female cop right behind me, and she, I look around and look at her, and she looks at me and kind of cute, you know, like she's a cute cop. Anyway,
all right, that's enough about the uniform. Anyways.
You know, I'm right behind the cameras, and I just wait, and Charlie Gibson says, we're going to go to blah, 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 back in New York or whatever. And he goes to a split screen, is what my friend told me. And right then I go, 9/11 is an inside job! No new world order! You know, just belting it out again, you know? And there was a man cop and a woman cop, and they both grabbed me and are, like, covering my mouth and just dragging me away.
Now again, let's stop. They pose outside like it's supposedly to hear, and if you want to chant for McCain or Obama, you're allowed to. But even if you have a Ron Paul sign over and over again or a Nader, they come and grab them. They instinctively know anything outside the political correct left-right paradigm is not allowed. So you're up against the fence. You're a few feet from them. You shout. Now, others, of course, are waving legalized marijuana signs and, you know, all this stuff and Barack Obama signs, but you weren't allowed, were you?
Oh, no, not in particular. I was
because you're an evil slave worm. Now tell me what the, tell me what the gods who selectively decide what speech is okay, tell me when they grab you what they did.
No, here's the good news.
And I want you to talk about them as worshipful masters. When you talk about them, a god, you address it as a deity. What did the deities in the uniforms of Saturn? That's what they wear. What did the deity say to you?
They said we know. They said the cops know. The cops said we know 9/11 was an inside job. They know.
Oh, but still, so they know. But you're not allowed to have your free speech.
Right.
Sounds like they'd already been given orders. Ah.
Well, exactly. They can't have an alternative.
Did you ask them why are all these left-right idiots, McCain and Obama supporters, allowed to yell and scream, but I'm not allowed?
Well, I mean, isn't it obvious? That question answers itself, Alex.
So what did you say to them?
I said, the cop, they were driving me away, and they were like, and I said, well, did you know that? And the cop said, yeah, we know. And I was like, well, the people need to hear that. And millions of Americans just heard that. You know, I was
But I mean, did you ask the lords, the gods from heaven, the leaders? I mean, did you ask them why everywhere you go, your speech specifically isn't allowed?
There's only one God, Alex. And we can't forget that.
And that's the police. That's the only God.
Oh, well, not
the only God is Henry Paulson, and you will bow. I'm being sarcastic, and I shouldn't be. I don't mean to be. I mean, I'm illustrating they are not God. They are not our king. But listen, it's happened to me, man. I've experienced it. Why is only our speech not allowed, but everybody else's? See, this is pure garbage. I mean, what did you say to them?
You said it last night that the truth is uncomfortable is why. That's all. It's just the truth is very uncomfortable, and all of this information is...
You know what's uncomfortable? These people carried out the attacks, and they're carrying out the financial attack, and none of us have a future. And shame on the police everywhere in this country trying to violate the First Amendment.
They're just trying to keep their jobs, though. That's a problem.
But
know,
how do they... Have they all been told, if you hear 9/11 truth or anything outside the left-right paradigm, don't let them... I mean, the news comes out to claim they're out there for the media. You're not even with a bullhorn. You yell something, and they grab you when everybody else screams at the top of their lungs. Why? Why? There's no rules walking up on the side of the city street to the edge of a live broadcast. You're allowed to do that. This isn't the Soviet Union.
Well, you know, that's
so un-American.
They didn't arrest me. It was report. My friend told me he was watching it.
Oh, you're so lucky they didn't taser you to death. Like, don't tase me, bro. He asked about skull and bones, so they tase him.
Right. My friend said the screen says...
Hey, let me just tell the cops this. Hey, you serve the system. They're going to take your pension funds. Keep drinking the water. Keep giving your kids the shots. Just keep serving evil. Shame on them.
Right.
Now, were the cops being smart mouth when they said,
they were very cooperative, and they kept saying,
cooperative as they violated your rights. But, I mean, were they being smart mouth when they said, we know, sir, we know the aliens are real, we know the transmitters are in your brain?
I didn't sense any sarcasm at all, because I talk to police wherever I go. I talk to all kinds of people everywhere I go.
We've had cops all over give us thumbs up that 9/11 is an inside job. But, you know, I had hung up a bunch of LAPD detectives, and they were all, I had dinner with them, and they said, of course we know it's an inside job. But the point is, anybody would have a brain does. The point is, how do they know that, but they still come grab you? I got to hand it to the Denver police are the only ones I've ever run into that actually knew what the First Amendment was. Now, they did let people attack us and punch us, but I kind of like that. I kind of like that they just stood back.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. It's crazier than any sci-fi movie I've seen. It's just...
So how did this end?
It ended with, the local news came up and was, like, videotaping them, patting me down, and they're like, keep your hands out of your pocket. You know,
and they used that for, see, there's terrorists on the streets. A lot of danger. Police are dealing with the evil people that speak their mind. Don't worry, the First Amendment's being stopped. We're selectively regulating what you can and can't say. It's America. That's what it's all about, liberty and freedom.
Right, it's totally bizarre.
And what did the local news say? Here we had an Al-Qaeda operative.
Well, I said, if you want to do an interview with me, I'll keep it real tame. You know, I said, I'll keep it tame. I won't go too deep into it. Just give me a short interview.
And they said, no, we've already gotten the image we want as an evil American.
Right, exactly.
Exactly. We just want the image of cops good, civilian slave.
This guy said something. He's got half a brain. Get him.
Oh, my God. He knows how to read. Arrest him. He's reading a magazine. No.
Unbelievable.
So, and we're thankful. Thank you for not tasering me. Thank you for not arresting me. You only selectively violated the First Amendment. It'd be bad enough if you didn't let anyone have free speech, but it's selective. That's even more fascist. Thank you for destroying America. Oh, thank you. I mean, cops, do you think you're safe when you've got a government that carries out terror attacks and they've got you out violating the... I had Austin cops come up to me. We're on the sidewalk, bullhorning Perry. And they come over, and they said, we're going to arrest you if you don't stop. And I said, you guys just lost a bunch of lawsuits. I said, don't do it. And they pulled up the riot gear. They said, we're arresting you 5 minutes. And I said, go ahead. And I started bullhorning the cops. I said, we're going to have to sue you. You've been losing suits. And I saw the cops argue with each other. And then a captain shows up. And then he comes and says, Alex, just go. And I said, no. That video's on the web, and I scream at him. And then they leave. But the point is, in a lot of cities, they just tasered me to death. They wouldn't have known who I was. The cops said, and again, they were out there trying to stop my First Amendment. That's what makes this country. What is your problem? What is it you don't get through your head? You are involved in tyranny and crime when you selectively attack the First Amendment. Do you got me? Do you get it through your head? None of us are safe when we don't have a First Amendment, you idiots. Those checks and balances are there to protect you as well as us. Don't you get it? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, that's how I feel on the inside, Alex. But that's just the thing. You have to keep your head held high and remember that truth and goodness and will prevail.
How did all this end?
With them walking me away, and the local news wanted a picture of the cops walking me out across the barrier.
Yeah, that image of, a troublemaker who spoke was taken away.
Right.
And again, that's all part of the image. I knew how it would end. It's the same template. Of course, the producers don't even know why they've been told to do this piece by the higher-ups. That's to show the image of don't come out, don't protest, it's not allowed. You get tasered, you get arrested, you get run over. Don't come out, stay in your homes, you're not allowed to come out. You're not allowed, and then cops see that, and it habitualizes that it's all normal.
Right, that's the way it should be. But here's the thing, I was joking with the cops and smiling and laughing, and they were smiling, and to not give them that image, to not let them have
yes.
that. I was talking with them, smiling and laughing.
Did you get the girl's
time.
Number? Well done, Lord Vader. All right, listen, I appreciate your call. You've done well, Mark. I appreciate it. All right, we'll be back, and I promise we're going right to Scott, Michael, John, Rebecca, and many others. Mike and others. 1-800-259-9231. PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.com are the sites.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S., though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice. All nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
Would you walk around with your credit card number displayed on your back for anyone to read? Of course not. But if you have one of the 50 million new contactless credit and debit cards in circulation in your wallet, that's exactly what you're doing. I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder of Identity Stronghold, and we think this is information you need to know. You may not even realize you already have one of these cards because they look physically just like the old card. The difference is an RFID chip hidden inside the card that makes radio communication with the card possible, right through your wallet, purse, or pants pocket without you ever removing the card. Pickpockets no longer even have to touch you to get your information. Our company realizes the privacy danger this represents, and that's why we manufacture the Secure Sleeve. The Secure Sleeve is a patent-pending card sleeve that contains a radio frequency barrier, preventing radio signals from reaching your card. You can get more information and purchase the Secure Sleeve online at idstronghold.com. That's idstronghold.com. Or call us at 800-610-2770.
As a parent, your biggest fear is getting a phone call that your child has been attacked or worse. With your child going to college or moving out on their own, it's important to keep these safety tips in mind. Teach them to be aware of their surroundings. Walk on well-lit paths with friends or students. Secure the windows and doors of their dorm room or apartment. Know how to reach campus security. Always tell someone where they're going and when to expect their return. And always carry a self-defense device. This important message is brought to you by Pepperspray.com. Pepperspray.com features a full line of products for college students like pepper spray and mace, as well as window locks for dorm rooms or apartments, personal alarms, stun guns, and nighttime safety items. Enter school in the coupon code box and receive 10% off your order. Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 800-908-9988. That's 800-908-9988.
All right, Scott in Arizona, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
I wanted to ask you about one of the documents. I didn't get the chance to hear yesterday's show, but I saw something about the Conflict and Revolution document. Do you comment on that a little bit and kind of give me some more information on that?
What specific document?
The CNR document. It was under FEMA. It was like a document that I saw on there. It said Conflict and Revolution.
Oh, you're talking about Colonel Alexander.
Is that what it, yeah, I don't know a lot about it. I just saw some of the information on it.
Well, you have to give me the specific name of what you speak. But,
okay.
I mean, every major Pentagon document, British government documents, they admit it's all about the elite waging war with the people, suppressing the people, dominating the people, controlling populations.
Yeah, this was about basically saying it's either going to be a conflict that happens here, that's coming up, that they're preparing for it. And it's a document that was passed around Congress, and that basically a few of them saw that. And it's either conflict or revolution that they're preparing for. It's either going to go either way. Revolution.
Well, I mean, that's in PDD 51. That's in the John Warner Defense Authorization Act. That's in the Army Times. They say they're getting ready for riots in England and the United States.
Okay. Yeah, there was some document. It's called Conflict and Revolution, I believe. The C&R document, and that's what it was labeled. And I thought I saw that on your site.
Well, there's a lot of those documents, sir. We post a lot of stuff that I'm not even aware of.
Okay. All right, Alex, I just wanted to find out, see if you knew any more about that.
Thank you. I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead now, and let's go ahead and go to another caller here. Let's talk to Michael in Canada. You're on the air.
Alex, how you doing?
Good.
Listen, I just wanted to say a couple of things to you. First of all, thank you so much for waking me up. I just couldn't fathom. I knew there was something weird about 9/11, but when I finally a friend of mine who actually lives in the U.S. Referred me to your sites, and I started to sort of get into the issues, and I've watched all your movies, and in the last 3 months, I tell you the truth, I'm just completely blown away. It absolutely shocks me, and as I've I'm a bit of a historian myself, so. Some of this stuff I knew and I'd just forgotten. I was an international relations student at university.
Well, that's it. It's in all the history books. It's taught in political science that governments do this. And then the public's been told none of it exists when it's all right in our face.
Yeah, it's really quite something. And, my father went to school in the U.S. and we lived, he went to Marquette and Notre Dame and has always been an adamant, Kennedy was assassinated and that basically his theory was is that when Kennedy came out with the Peace Corps and was sort of downplaying the use of the military as a global way to spread American influence, and the Peace Corps was the way to do it, that didn't serve the needs, and they just shot him. That's one of the reasons why I called, just to thank you. I really find it, I hope you're making a good buck on this. You deserve it. But wow, you are really passionate, and it's inspiring. And the films are as I show them to other people, I'm amazed at the reactions.
All right, well, I appreciate your call. To answer the question of making a buck off of this, the mainstream media, they can be made, paid $10, $12 million to sit there and read off a teleprompter, and that's okay. But then this radio show makes a fraction of that and puts it almost all of it back into expanding the websites, the cost, the employees, and that's supposedly not a good thing with some people. My goal here is not to make money. In fact, if you must know, most of my films lose money. Most of the films I've made, Endgame made some money. Terror Score made a little bit of money. You really must know the last few films have lost money, and I mean big time. Loose Change Final Cut, Truth Rising. I mean, maybe in a year or two, it might make the money back. That's not the goal of those. Then you ask, how do we operate? Previously, I only had three employees, one of them doing web stuff, and my wife did the InfoWars. Paul Watson did Prison Planet. His brother basically worked for free, if you must know how we operate. And then I realized we needed to expand, so I started taking advertising. Previously, we sent an email, and if people wanted to advertise, they could, and it was almost nothing. So in the last 2 years, we ramped up advertising, and then I hired like 10 more people. And so the money comes in, and it pays the 14 employees of InfoWars.com. We didn't have money to get a bigger office or build a studio, which we're getting close to being done with, or do any of that. So we did a money bomb, somebody else's idea. That's how we were able to move and do that. And so, but we are a huge success when it comes to my films being seen by hundreds of millions total on the web. And so we are a success in the info war, but the films monetarily, by and large, are failures. I mean, one editing computer is like $5,000. The cameras are like $6,000-$7,000. Paying for an editor, even at low grade, amount of money, is incredibly expensive.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
What will you do when it happens? When you turn to your loved ones, will you see starvation and fear or confidence because you knew what was coming and got prepared with PatriotFood.com? The signs are everywhere. You have no excuses. Your indifference today will determine the magnitude of your suffering tomorrow.
What good is it to know the truth about any conspiracy unless you take action?
PatriotFood.com has 100 pounds of dry food supplies for just $3 a pound. At PatriotFood.com, you'll get 20 survival foods. Varieties like dried tomatoes, wild rice blend, beef base, granola, vegetable mix, and much more. There are just two kinds of people, slave and free.
Be ready. Be free
with PatriotFood.com.
All right, I want to go back to John, Rebecca, Mike, and others. But I'm going to do a video in our new office in the next few months when I get time to walk through, show everybody kind of a tour. What we do, I thought we need to create a bio on the website about who works here, who the people are. Thank God that Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com have gotten so big, because we are able to then pay $10,000 a month for shortwave. Most stations put us on for free, but a few stations that have offered to be leased to carry the show inexpensively, we lease five stations. I don't know how long I can do that. I pay now about $20,000 a month in IT. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, that's how much the servers cost. And believe me, we got good deals. Two CDNs, seven other servers, then two IT people who are just part-time, who don't even count as employees. And then rent, taxes. And I'm not going to open myself up to the enemy. People say, oh, you know, be bold, don't pay taxes. Well, about half the time doing that, you end up going to prison. And so we've chosen our battles so we can be here attacking them, talking about how they're illegitimate, exposing them, and then openly saying, but I still pay but we spend almost all the money on the business, so it doesn't matter. They don't get paid very much. That's the beauty of it. Through the employees, though, they're getting a lot of taxes. And That's what the media and the government always do to attack alternative media. Is they say, those people, they're out there, you know, preaching stuff against the government to make money. Well, that's what we need, like G. Edward Griffin says. Actually, we need power. We need money. We need to have our own Fox News or CNN. We need to have a lot more money. You bet we need our books to be number one bestsellers. You know, I've had Endgame's been number one documentary on Amazon, number eight video total. But that's selling like, you know, 3,000 in a week will do that. It's not as big as it sounds, and I get about a dollar for each one of those that are sold on there. That's the incredible margin they demand from you. So I try to not obsess on money here on the show, but, you know, I get to the point of plugging sponsors so much that make it all possible because the videos aren't successful at funding us. And then I forget to even ever plug the videos or promote them, and that's not good because they are the most successful thing we do. But you getting copies of them, making copies of them, passing the files around on the web. I mean, I put up links to Truth Rising and Endgame and Terror Storm from Google and YouTube on my own site. I don't just allow them to be out there. I advertise, don't pay. Because my thrill is having my videos be seen by tens of millions of people a month. That's what I'm after, is defeating the New World Order. Because I know I don't have any future if we don't turn this around. That is my goal. If I had my druthers, I would go out in the countryside where you can buy a nice old house super cheap. And I would be an oil painter, pen and ink painter. At night, I would probably do something like own a gas station, have a few old guys that fart around there working for me. I'd have a few cows, maybe 40, 50 acres. I'd have a big garden because I'm not ambitious. I am somebody who's self-satisfied, self-actualized, and I, believe me, would like to live like a hillbilly. But then I'd have to support myself, so I'd live somewhere and have a small business, and because I know you can't with a, you know, unless you go all out farming and ranching, and then you got to have a lot of money to start that, that you can't make it and it's too dangerous. You've got to supplement a country gentleman lifestyle. That's what I'd be doing right now. But I don't have a future. I can't go live out in the countryside and wait for the New World Order to roll through and take the farm, take the ranch. You know, on his end, but basically my whole show now is pops and springs and breakups. John, you got me on air right now? Okay. Yeah, okay. Reconnect. Do the other one. Okay. And if they're trying to use it for something else, get me another one. That's why I put two in doors to get around this, and they're always using the other one for something. I need it. But again, it isn't about Alex Jones, ladies and gentlemen. I don't have a government that can come take your money. I don't have a government that can devalue your currency. I'm not the government threatening to go and take your pension funds. I am not the government. So it's not about me. It's not about Alex Jones. It's about the information. And I suggest people stay focused on the issues that really matter. I mean, the government knows how to manipulate people. They did that to the Black Panthers. They did it to activists. The British did it to the Founding Fathers, you know, saying they were just profiteers for the rebellion. And some of that might have even been true. The point is that the New World Order is a threat. It's the New World Order that's coming down on us. As a society, we're mentally ill. We're obsessed with infighting and going after each other. And because I am the big kingfish in the whole anti-New World Order movement, very dangerous position, by the way, one that I never sought, but by hard work have achieved. You know, in the final equation, a lot of people want to claim fights with me. They want to claim arguments with me. They want to claim I'm involved with things with them to try to raise their credibility. There's a lot of lies, and most of it isn't. John, the ISDN's still not good. Like I said, can we connect on the other one? Can't get a connection on that one. And we've gone through a lot of hell to bring you this radio show, a lot of things that have happened behind the scenes that I haven't even talked about. But, yes, we need more donations. We need more support. We need people to buy the books and videos, not just because it supports this operation and what we do, but also because these videos are powerful. They are truth. I mean, Terror Storm is the best government-sponsored terror film out there, not just about 9/11, but about the history of it. I mean, it wakes people up with all the admissions. Once you can show somebody that the government is criminal and has staged terror over and over and over again, or Endgame, where we show how the government has tested chemicals, biologicals, radiologicals on citizens over and over and over again. Once you do that, it's over. You win their mind over. They unlock their brains. They now see the truth. And then in the next part of the film, we get into how 9/11 is an inside job. But the first two-thirds are about other government-sponsored terror events. And that film is so good, so important, so well done. Myself and Rob Jacobson and Aaron Dykes busted our butts to make that film. Three guys, and Mike McWhorter was the graphics guy, did a great job. I mean, that is a powerful film that unlocks minds. And what a lot of critics do, instead of use the film and wipe people up, they say, there's pyramids and all-seeing eyes in it. It's subliminal. Yeah. He should have done this in his film. There's nothing subliminal about having an all-seeing eye on the screen for 20 seconds saying the New World Order. We're showing you their symbol. If I made a film about the Nazis and I showed you a swastika, taking over Europe, that wouldn't mean I was a Nazi. And then people lie and say that we're covering up for Israel with the USS Liberty. What type of disinfo is that? We show that Israel premeditatedly attacked the ship to blame it on Egypt and launch World War III right out of Operation Northwood, just a few years after Gulf of Tonkin. But we show what the admirals and the judge advocate generals and the people on the ship say, that they believe and know that LBJ was in control of the ship under the National Security Council as a spy ship and was directing it directly under through McNamara. And he came on the line and said, I want that GD ship going to the bottom. And so we connected it and showed how our government was criminal and involved with the Israelis. That isn't covering up for Israel. See, that's the type of unfair attacks we get, that if anybody had a brain, they would know a film challenging and showing that Israel staged terror attacks is not a film covering up for Israel. And the people putting that out are, and we've caught the Southern Poverty Law Center and others over and over again. I mean, take that guy, Hal Turner. I mean, if that guy just radiates 2 seconds, you know he's one of them. How can people not see it and not know it? And they want to make criticism of Israel base, gutter, racist, vicious, to sound horrible, to scare people away from standing up against the corruption of Israel. They want to make it about the hatred of Jews. Instead of making it about the hatred of corruption. If we're against the Italian mafia, we're not against Italians. If we're against the Jewish mafia, we're not against Jews. If we are against any of these corrupt elites, it's because those governments are corrupt and bad, not because the people are bad. England is one of the most evil empires in the world. Some of the most evil ideas and systems came from there. The Brits are slaves to it, too. And so I don't mean to go off on a jag because that guy brings up, I bet you're doing really well. I hope you're doing really well. And in the final equation, I think it is important, as hard as I work and the work I do, that I drive safe cars and be able to buy a new pair of shoes every year and live in a house that's comfortable. But that isn't what I worship. That isn't what I'm about. That isn't what I'm into, baubles and trinkets and signets. And we need, as a movement, to get past the point of thinking it's bad for us to not just be able to pay our way with information, but we have to build up our movement, and that takes capital. And be ready to get big Hollywood stars to come to our side. We have to get ready to get big politicians to come and join us, and industry people, and people in powerful positions, philosophers, and authors, and playwrights. We are winning. We are waking people up. We're doing something historical as so much of the world wakes up. And as 9/11 Truth has been so successful to lift the blinders on hundreds of fronts. That is a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful thing. And we should be so very proud of that. So I want you to support our sponsors. And the main sponsor is my books and videos that are waking people up. Go to InfoWars.com, order the books, order the videos. I want you to get them and make copies and give them to people. I have to say not-for-profit, non-sale, because people will then take it, claim the copyright for themselves, and tell me I can't sell it. We've already had people try that. God, no good deed goes unpunished. Get them out to folks. Educate people. You know, take action. It's having an effect. People are ready to wake up like never before. And, yes, support the sponsors that we have on this radio show as well. Speaking of sponsors, who are the sponsors? I say firearms. I wish we had firearm sponsors. We don't. I say storable food. We get you a good company for that. Now look, even the mainstream says it. I tell you, my gold, when it's $260 an ounce, when it's $400, $500, $800, they're artificially suppressing the paper market while all the major mints in Europe and the U.S. and Canada, no more maple leaves, no more. Now it's eagles, not just the buffaloes. Now it's the British sovereigns. They're running out of gold. And so you bet I bring you a sponsor, which makes this network and this show possible. And I tell you, you're crazy if you don't buy gold and silver. It's also a great deal. And why can Ted get gold but nobody else can right now? Because he's been in this business 30 years and knows all the international sellers who won't sell to people they don't trust, which is most people in this business, but they trust Ted. So Ted has a whole passel of coins that you can't get anywhere else right now. Ted Anderson, are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here with you, Alex. How are you doing?
Good. I tell people about the offer you've got today.
Oh, yeah. We're talking. It took me a little bit to look for U.S. Eagles and find a good supply of those to sell. I can tell you that much. We do have them. They're at 1,033. And surprise, surprise, the premiums on them are just going up like crazy. I was running into one guy wanted to have actually $70 over spot for Krugerrands, and those things were trading for almost spot here a few months ago.
Let's be clear, Ted. I talked to you this morning. There's a 3% markup in that coin to literally just pay your brokers. So you are giving it to people at your cost, those eagles. You're doing that to, again, get their business, get them into gold. Most people know the truth. They've still never invested in it. That's why on this show, you give your lost leaders.
Yeah, that's right. And I just really think it's important for people to get into gold at this time. And I really truly believe that some of the best buys in gold right now at this point are the franc coin, which is at 194, and the sovereign coin, which is at 239. And don't forget about silver, Alex. My gosh. You know, those walking liberties that we're putting out there at what I think they're around, seven something last time I priced them. Now they're out closer to 10. And I've got some of the Franklin halves still available at 870. And, you know, the thing about it is, I mean, yesterday the phones are ringing like crazy. People wanting to, you know, they need to get the gold. They understand the situation that's going on in the United States. And, you know, having somebody from Britain there talking about trying to just buy them, and they can't even get to the darn gold store to buy them. And when they do get there, there's nothing to buy. That's what's going on here in the United States, too. There just isn't enough volume to go around. There's so much trouble economically going on in the United States at this time that even the people that normally would be just buying stocks and in the bond market, that kind of thing, are now looking at gold as an alternative, and there's just not enough physical supply to get to those people. And thank God your audience has had the opportunity at this point to get in before that frenzy came along. But anyway,
Ted, again, explain to people that almost all the other brokers out there can't get them or are charging people $50, $100, $200 markups on an ounce of gold because they're having to pay massive premiums just to get something. A lot of places are completely sold out. You can Google that. It's mainstream news, and it's only going to intensify. And you're offering gold at $100 under what it was selling for. So it drops 20 today from the 100 and something it's gained. Doesn't matter because you still locked this in back when it was
I can tell less. You, I have got the best price on British sovereigns and French francs in the market today. There's nobody else out there that has a price that's better than mine. And that's because of this position that I put myself into last Monday. Actually, it was last Friday, the Friday coming in right before the weekend. There is nobody out there that has that stuff at that particular price level. And this situation with the U.S. Eagles, try getting them. I mean, the Buffaloes are gone. We keep on talking about wanting to get some Buffaloes, and I keep talking to every one of my dealers. Any Buffaloes you find, buy them for me. I want them in my inventory so I can sell them. I'd offer them right now if I could get them. There's just not anything out there. And the same thing holds true for the U.S. Eagles. Believe it or not, Canadian Maple Leafs, something that I used to be able to sell in great quantity anytime you wanted. The Royal Mint won't even sell them anymore because they can't. They're out of them. And so anyways.
The British Mint, the German Mint, the Canadian Mint, the U.S. Mints are saying, we're shutting down. We can't get gold to stamp it. And we can't buy it and stamp it and then sell it for what the market says it's supposed to cost because that number isn't real. It's a controlled market. The gold is gone off the shelves, and they're still holding the price basically the same. Stay there, Ted.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
They say you can't predict the stock market. If you trade on a regular basis, you've probably heard that lie. But what if I told you there's a way to know which way the market will go each week, a whole week in advance? Do you think you could benefit from this kind of information? The guys over at eMiniForecaster.com put out a weekly forecast line. They call it a G-line, which forecasts the direction of the stock market a whole week in advance. Impossible? Head over to eMiniForecaster.com and check out their forecast history to see for yourself. eMiniForecaster.com predicts the market one whole week in advance. It's simple to use and can give you the market edge you've been looking for. If you're an active trader in the markets, go directly to eMiniForecaster.com. That's eMiniForecaster.com right now for more information. Again, that's eMiniForecaster.com.
This is Rob at eMiniForecaster.com, and I approve this message.
ProSpy.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, hidden safes, and much more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Protect yourself from ID theft with our RFID blocker. The RFID tags in ID cards have been proven to be not secure. Thieves are able to read information stored on these tags to steal your identity. RFID blocker is available as a wallet or passport case. ProSpy.com also carries a wide variety of night vision cameras and scopes to see in the darkest conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras made to face any situation. Don't forget to order your personal security devices and shop for so much more. Go to ProSpy.com. ProSpy.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on.
Ladies and gentlemen, the New World Order is coming down on us. They're going to devalue the dollar down to nothing. That is a guaranteed.
Cut you down.
Interest rates are only going to do that further. They're talking about cutting them again. Bev Harris is coming up in the next hour to break down all the election fraud she sniffed out during the primaries and what they're looking at going into the election in about 27 days. Ted, finishing up, you've got gold, but nobody else seems to have it. I mean, I'd say, what, 90% of the dealers you were telling me the other day are out of it. What is it currently today, talking to the dealers? How many are out of gold or selling it at giant premiums?
I can tell you right now, I was just talking to one of the dealers this morning, and it's like, hey, can I get this? No, I can't get that. Can you get this? No, I can't get that. I said, well, how about this and that? I'm just like going through all these different products. Right now, the Walking Liberty halves are still currently sold out. I still have those Franklin halves. I probably can do about another 9 bags of them, and then I'm going to have to pull those off the shelf. I'm going to go back to dimes then because they made those available to me. It's just like there's just this selection of different things that I could deal with, but the market is just so tight, and most of the smaller dealers just don't have a thing. If you walk into the local coin shops and you say, hey, do you have any $20 St. Gaudens, any of the U.S. Eagles, do you have any Maple Leafs, do you have any Krugerrands, they don't have a thing. There's just nothing there. And the major dealers...
So we're looking at something where you could potentially be out of almost everything yourself. How soon if this continues to?
Well, if it continues to go this direction, I wouldn't doubt it if it was just within a month or two that I won't be able to even trade gold for the paper currency that you're trying to buy it with. You know, that's what's going on right now.
And again, I can't overstress. The paper says one thing, but the mints can't buy it at what their paper allowed, you know, to buy through the treasury. So their mints all over the world are shutting down, saying no more gold. We can't get gold to coin gold currency. Ted, again, tell them what you've got today.
Well, right now what we have today, and quite literally, we do have the U.S. Eagle currently right now. It's at 1,033. We have also a good selection of the $10 Liberty at 653 and $10 Indians, which usually have a huge premium over $10 Liberties that carry just a premium of $20. They're at 673. I presently right now have the franc coin. It's at 194 in the British Sovereign presently right now at this.
Let's explain. With gold, people get so spoiled they expect no profit for you to take it and sell it. $20. On a coin that literally just allows you to do the transaction.
Well, exactly. I mean, it's just down to bare bones, nothing. But the main thing is
and why am I doing this right now? Because there were times, folks, 5 years ago when Ted mortgaged his house. It almost ruined his family. He literally was cleaning the toilets himself. And now that he is in this position, I'm just trying to support the network. And that's why we're doing this. And ladies and gentlemen, he's a big outfit. Trust it. He's got the gold and silver in hand right now when hardly anybody else does. Ted, give him the number.
It's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237. And for the 30 years that I've been in business, there hasn't been a single soul who have sent their money into me and not received what they've ordered. That's probably why they still trust me. And I can guarantee you, if you buy something from me and you send your check into Midas Resources, you're going to get that gold and silver you ordered.
And I remember people bitching and complaining, you know, years ago when gold would be 400, then it dropped to 350 and then go up to 600. Now, how are you sitting out there, folks? What did gold do? We told you, move into it now. It is the safest bet. Is it 100%? No, it's only 99%. All the major analysts are now saying $2,000 gold. You are insane if you don't move into gold and silver now. You know, an asteroid could hit the Earth tomorrow. But barring that, this is the safest investment there is. 1-800-686-2237. 1-800-686-2237. Ted, how long can you hold those deals?
I will hold these definitely till midnight tonight. Until then tomorrow, we'll see what the market will bring for us.
800-686-2237. I am Alex Jones. I'm back up. Both our ISDN hookups to Minnesota knocked out. We'll be right back with the third hour with Beth Harris. Get her on the horn.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.